Presidents George W. Bush and Bill Clinton received a mixed welcome in Toronto. Protesters argued in particular that George W. Bush should be tried for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of civilians in Iraq and Afghanistan. Sponsors of the conversation between Clinton and Bush marketed the event as an inside look into the elite economic world of business and political leaders. Sponsors of the event include the TD Financial Group, Bennett Jones, a Calgary law firm, Ernst & Young, the Toronto Board of Trade, and the cross-Canada newspaper The Globe and Mail. Attendees paid up to $1,500 for their tickets. Nerisha Batada, founder of a Canadian charity, was given a special invitation. She and her colleagues attended for free.
We're here to listen to George Bush and Bill Clinton talk and have a conversation about the economy at this point in time and in going on internationally, and how hard it is to make such decisions. And you know, there's not always the easy way out, and it's really hard for him. You know, he has to make a decision that he feels that is right for her, for America. And he said that he's followed his conscience throughout, and he has no regrets whatsoever. Whereas Bill Clinton did have some regrets of making some decisions during his presidency, and he certainly apologized for them.
Professor Anthony Hall has written articles arguing that Clinton should be put on trial for the 500,000 preventable child deaths caused by sanctions on Iran.
The Nuremberg principles and judgments, many conventions at the United Nations are being blatantly and openly spit upon. If I say the words Abu Ghraib, black sites, these words are deep within the language. Imagine that both Bill Clinton and George Bush picked up $250,000 for an afternoon speaking engagement. What kind of signal does this send out?
Well, protesters have said that George Bush and Bill Clinton have no place here as speakers in Canada. Others would disagree, especially the corporate sector, who invited him here to speak today. Nadia Bazar.